And of course, the CLR portfolio has a really strong emphasis on natural, naturally derived plant extracts or other naturally derived materials. And you've naturally been free from a lot of those chemicals that consumers have issues with. What was the thinking behind this?
That was very pragmatic thinking, probably like those probiotic lysates I mentioned just now. You know, we had that technology and we started making the products in the 80s, and now it's a trend. And natural cosmetics or sustainable cosmetics, clean cosmetics are now a trend in the cosmetic industry. We started using natural raw materials in the 1950s. Obviously, that started with animal-derived products, placenta extracts and collagen and elastin from animal sources, of course. Through the years, we've grown to have a focus on plant-derived, bacterial, probiotic, bacterial-derived, mushroom-derived products, etc. Reason being, nature is just much smarter than we are. Nature knows how to synthesize molecules which can be biologically active and do great things for the skin much better than we are. It's really, you know, there's so much more to learn from nature still. And the best way is for us is using that knowledge and using those raw materials sustainably, obviously, and getting activity from a natural source for the benefit of the skin. So that's really the pragmatic thinking behind it. Nature's just smarter. Let's use nature.
Actually, you touched on two really important things there. You know, first of all, you talk about natural, and of course, natural doesn't necessarily mean safe. So how does CLR ensure safety of, you know, even newly discovered natural materials and then determine if they're suitable and efficacious to use?
Yeah. So basically, efficacy and safety are on the same level. You know, without efficacy, without safety, we cannot be efficacious. We cannot put a product on the market. So they are on the same level in the sense that we test our products through and through within the legal framework, of course, to obtain sufficient knowledge, satisfactory knowledge about the safety of our products case.
And you also mentioned sustainability, and again, your trendsetters, you know, the concept of sustainability wasn't even considered back in the 1950s and 60s, and yet you were putting processes in place using materials and looking at sustainability. What was the thinking behind that?
Biotechnology is a powerful technology, which we have been using since the 80s with those lysates, for instance, those probiotic lysates. It's a technology which is sustainable. We don't need to take raw materials from nature. The production processes are relatively low in energy consumption. We have low levels of waste in these kinds of things. That's what we liked back then in the 80s. Just because it was practical, pragmatic. And nowadays we see the added value of having that approach in you know, a sustainable context, sustainability context. So that's a huge topic for us at the moment, of course. Sustainability is a big thing. And that's also a process of evolution. That's not like a revolution from today to tomorrow, but it's really a slow process of understanding all the parameters which are important in the context of sustainability. And production process are just, yeah, part of it, an important part, but there's so much more to address in this context. And so that's what we're also focusing on a lot.
There's a lot of these concepts too that really has made CLR grow into what it is today and be that strong and consistent company, not just with your actives, but also in the philosophies that you've had that have been trendsetting. So all of this trial and error, how long does it take you to get an ingredient to market?
Yeah, that's, let's say, between 2 and 3 years normally. And we're not in a hurry. We want to do it right and don't want to do it quickly because, you know, if there's a trend now, it might not be there in 2, 3 years' time. But that's fine. We have those working horses. We will take those, you know, trends into consideration. We will incorporate these trends into our, let's say, scientific studies, but focuses on working horse. We want to have something which works. Yeah. So that's really the approach which we think works for us. Yeah, that's our niche in the market. That's what people appreciate us for normally. Customers appreciate us for, and that's fine. That's okay. We continue to grow as a company, and that's essentially proof of the fact that it works. This approach.
Many cosmetic producers seem to not perform efficacy studies with their final products, and for their marketing and efficacy claims, rely on the information provided by the active ingredient supplier, which, of course, CLR has such extensive background data that companies can rely on. How do you see that fitting into development and marketing?
I think the vast majority of the cosmetic industry does not have the time and the money to perform in vivo efficacy studies. Yeah, a moisturization test is pretty easy and pretty economic. So it's a few thousand euros or dollars and you'll get a good corneometer study with a good design, etc. But if you go more into depth and you look at skin microbiome, for instance, or, you know, skin health, these kinds of more complicated topics, that's where studies can be very expensive and also very time consuming. Many customers don't, or many cosmetics producers do not have that time and money, and they rely on ingredient claims. So they refer to a certain ingredient to communicate about the effect of this certain ingredient, the efficacy of the certain ingredient on the pack or on their website, etc. That's understandable as long as they use, let's say, smart wording, I would say. So don't make the claim too hard. Don't make it too black and white, but still give the consumer the feel, yeah, this product does what I need it to do, so let me try it out. Then it's fine. It's okay. As long as the body of proof is there, and that is what we try to, of course, always supply with all the data we provide.
And, you know, it's interesting because consumers don't necessarily have microscopes at home, so they can't necessarily see the effect of lysates on their microbiome, but it's the results that they see in their skin that really matter.
That's true. That's an important thing you mentioned there, because that's something we also look at. You know, I mentioned the corneometer just now, not necessarily expensive to measure hydration with, but what is hydration at all? That's something we tend to be quite philosophical at CLR in our R&D processes as well. What is hydration? Just as an example, hydration, what does that mean? Does it mean a corneometer result? Or does it mean softer skin, nicer looking skin, you know, more even in its complexion and these kinds of things? Because that's the consumer. The consumer perceives moisturized skin for certain reasons dry skin for, you know, what's dry skin and you know, is it rough? Does it look nice? So that's really something we focus on a lot. So we don't just get, you know, a corneometer result and then tell everybody we have a great moisturizer, because it might necessarily not be relevant for the consumer. So that's what we do with hydration, but that's what we also do with wrinkles or under the eye bags, dark circles, all these things which are kind of subjective for the consumer. You know, today I look tired, tomorrow, you know, yesterday I look much better. Why is that? Yeah, because I was so wrinkly yesterday, this morning. Are you really, really less wrinkly than yesterday? Yeah, I think so. You know, that's the consumer. And that is what we really try to, anticipate on. To get in the end to a product which can be that working horse and for the consumer to then say, you know, since I started using this product, I don't look tired anymore, or my face is much smoother since I started using this product.
And you put so much effort into your research, into your selection of materials. You put so much effort into the consumer and your relationship with the company bringing the product to the consumers. Where did this CLR philosophy or this relationship with the companies bringing products to market come from?
For us, it is very important to have a relationship with our customer. We're basically profiting from each other, so to say. If the customer is successful, we are successful. So that is very important to us, for them, to help them in being successful. So there is a relationship, or with some of our customers, even a kind of a partnership. So we really develop a product together.
So it's a real win-win situation, just like the workhorse in the formula brings brand loyalty from the consumers, your relationships bring company loyalty and long-term relationships and support, not just now, but into the future. So anything exciting in the pipeline or more of the same that you've become so well known for and trusted for?
No, more of the same, of course. Yeah, more of the same sounds a bit dull, but yes, we will continue to do what we think do best and what we are appreciated for. Of course, there's plenty of things in the pipeline. If you have 2-3 years of product development time, that means that you shouldn't bet on one horse. So there's a few horses running for us at the moment in the labs. We just obtained the results of our latest product, Cuti Biome, results on the scalp microbiome, which we tested against pyrrolidinolamine, which is a benchmark anti-dandruff product. We tested on dandruff scalp, and we saw some really interesting results with our product when it comes to the microbial composition of the scalp, which becomes healthier, works even a bit better than pyrrolidinolamine, which is, you know, one of those benchmarks. So that's really exciting for us. Scalp care is a big thing in the industry, in the cosmetic market. That will continue to be the case, we expect. And dandruff is one of those things which will continue to be an issue in the market, where molecules like zinc pyrithione are under scrutiny, at least. So alternatives need to be found. Natural alternatives need to be found, sustainable, and that is what our ingredients tend to be. And yeah, so the microbial scalp results is in the pipeline, which is another 2-3 weeks from now. And there's plenty other stuff going on. Anti-aging is always going to be a focus, or pro-aging, healthy aging. That's one of the things we're looking at as well. That's something we always are looking at. So yeah, plenty of stuff.
It's interesting if you say, it's interesting if you say more of the same doesn't sound exciting, because more of the same in the 50s, you were really talking about upcycling, and more of the same in the 80s, you were already talking sustainability. And today you say more of the same, and it's, you know, in another 10 or 15 years, we have another conversation like this, and it'll be another hip and happening trend.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
More of the same is often a good thing when it comes to a company with your kind of history.
Yeah, as long as you have a good basis and a good history and more or less know what you're talking about, then more of the same is good. You can build on it and evolve from where you are now and learn from history, learn from the experience you have and go into the future.
And the strength of your studies and your workhorses.
Yeah, the good thing is that we're a family-owned company, right? So we're one of the few family-owned active ingredient suppliers, I guess, still around in the market. And so we have that long-term view at CLR, which is a hugely important topic, a hugely important thing for us.
And of course, there's so much time pressure on, I definitely feel the time pressure from clients to get developments out there and make sure they're going to deliver on their promises, and to have that strength of relationship and trust with a raw material supplier to be able to use materials and know that they're going to deliver on their promises, to use workhorses to create minimally disruptive formulas so they can get fast to market. These are really important elements that I look for in making material selections. And thank you for sharing a lot of those insights. I bet there's a lot of chemists out there that didn't realize, while we feel pressure to turn a new concept or formula around in 3 months and have fantastic stability results in another 3 months. You know, you guys are there 2 to 3 years in the making to help us deliver on those promises. So thank you so much for your time, Harold, today and explaining some of what makes CLR so great and definitely one of the raw material suppliers that I turn to when I need to know the product is going to work the way it promises every time. And of course, those workhorses that can hide in formulas but still deliver on those results regardless of trends coming and going. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.